Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater.
Lord, Evangeline Bernard?
Yes, ma'am.
Turn
can
it
you
over
hear
to
me?
You. Yeah, I can hear you. God bless. Go forward.
Okay. Well, you switched the script on me, but it's okay. God bless you all on this evening. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You are listening to Nobody Greater by Rashawn Mitchell. Amen, amen. How many of you all out there today know that there's nobody greater? Nobody greater. Nobody greater than our Lord. Amen. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. This is the first day in a new month, July. This is the month of July, July the 1st. And later in this week, we're going to be celebrating Independence Day, July the 4th, a day that the nation has set aside to celebrate our independence. But I tell you, we need to celebrate our freedom in Christ Jesus each and every day. Because the Bible says, he that the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. We pray that you all had an enjoyable weekend. I don't know about you, but mine was quite enjoyable. Quiet somewhat, then it got a little lively. Amen. I celebrated my birthday on Saturday, so thank all of you all for all of the birthday greetings that you all sent my way. Truly, I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. I thank the Lord that I'm still yet able to be in the land of the living. Amen. And it's a blessing to wake up each and every day, and God has had mercy upon you, and he has renewed his mercy upon you. So I thank him for allowing me to celebrate another year in the Lord. Amen. For truly, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I don't know where I would be on today. So I give him all the glory and I give him all the praise. Amen. Truly, we want to continue to remember Pastor Hamilton and his family in prayer. We all know last week that he lost his sister. They won't be having the services until July the 8th after the holidays. So continue to keep Pastor Hamilton and his family uplifted in our prayers. Amen. You are listening again to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 3 p.m. Central Time, and that's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everyone that tune in, you all know our number. I'll call in number for those first-time listeners that may be listening for the very first time and someone has given you this information. You can pass it on to someone else. Amen. Our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Amen. Once again, that call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Our mailing address, if you would like to send us a praise report or you'd like to share your testimony or any other information that you feel would be pertinent and helpful to our radio audience, we certainly welcome you to do so. You can email us at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. Once again, that's New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. Also, our mailing address is New Destiny Ministries, Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California. The city is Stockton, California, and the zip is 95205. Once again, that's P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Amen. Truly, we certainly appreciate you tuning in and listening. Also on Saturday, Minister Billy Burns hosts our segment for the Overcame, and that's a time where you can also give your testimonies. And she's on at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 7 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, the call-in number for that segment is the same. Amen. And also on Sunday morning, there's join us for early Sunday morning prayer. And that airs at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday morning. Get an opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus and offer prayer for our nation and for our children and for our leaders and for people all over the nation. Amen. This is a time when we come to intercede and intervene on behalf of others. Amen. So we thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Today we want to take this time right now and welcome you once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I may have said that several times, but we can't say it enough because we thank God for you tuning in. We thank God for those that call in and listen on the internet live. We certainly appreciate you. Also, those that visit the chat room, we certainly thank God for you all visiting our chat room. And those that may go into the archives a little bit later and listen to these messages, they are available 24/7, and you can tune in to our website. We'd like to invite you to visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. You can listen to these messages live in their entirety. And also you can listen at blogtalkradio.com, and you can search for New Destiny Ministries, and we are there on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Amen. We've been on this line. We're going into our 19th month, July. That is our 19th month here on Blog Talk Radio. And we certainly give God all the glory and all the honor for what he has done to allow us to be on these airwaves. And we're not taking that for granted. We thank God for all of our supporters. We certainly thank God for Sister Ruby Larry. We call her Mother Ruby, Mama Ruby. That's what Minister Maurice gave her, Mama Ruby. That just tickles her, and it tickles me too. But anyway, we thank God for her, and thank God for just having her here as a willing participant, a willing worker. And that's what God is looking for. He's looking for some willing workers. Amen. So we thank God for what he is doing. Amen. We certainly give him all the glory and all the praise. So without further ado, we're going to ask Sister Ruby, who's on the line, and we want to open up with the word of prayer on today. Sister Ruby?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Sister T is on the line. Sister T?
Praise the Lord, Sister T. Can you open up with the word of prayer for us if you're able to? Okay, well, Sister Ruby, can you open up with prayer for us this afternoon?
Oh, we just thank the Lord. We just praise him this afternoon for keeping us all weekend and bringing us back and waking us up in our right mind and clothing our right body. We thank Jesus for this broadcast. We thank him for Evangelist Bernard, the founder and the host of this broadcast, that the Lord gave it to her a couple of years ago. But you know what? When he give it to you, it's just to write it down and to make the vision plain and come forth. And so, therefore, he brought it forth in almost 18 months. She's been on the line, and he told her, call it New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. So, you know, when he tells us what he has for us to do, it will come to pass. Whatever he said, we must believe in that it will come to pass, because we're right on here listening now, and he has left these airways open for us to come forth, I say, to witness, for him to minister to his royal family of baptized believers filled with the Holy Ghost, and his precious royal people, because he said, I can't say it enough, All souls are yours, Jesus. And we just thank you this afternoon. We just praise you and we give you the glory. We love you. We can't do anything without you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. And we just want to thank you. Thank you for caring for us, providing for us, for leading us and guiding us to this broadcast. We thank you for your interceding that you set your people up to meet each other. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your anointing that rains down on this broadcast. Hallelujah, that you would give your people an understanding of the word, that you said in your word that you seek because you are the one that give us wisdom. You are the one that give us knowledge. You are the one that gives us understanding into your holy word, and we thank you for it. We thank you for our limbs. We thank you for our eyes. We thank you for our ears. We thank you for our hands. We thank you for our knees. We thank you for our legs. And we thank you for our feet. And we thank you for a mind that stayed on you and a mind that you say, let this same mind be in Christ Jesus also be in you. We thank you because we know that when we go out from our daily homes, going forth into each community we go in, we know we see some people that can't walk. We see some people in a wheelchair. We see some people with a dog attached that they can't see. We see people with hearing aids. We see people with so many disabilities. But thank be to Jesus Christ, Lord, that you have left. And we thank you. And you said to call on you, and you will heal. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you will
God.
Remove every stumbling block. You will remove everything that we need, that we don't need, Lord Jesus, that you will do it. You say you are the healer. You are the way maker. Hallelujah. You are. You lead and guide us on that right path. And we just thank you so much at this time that we have our that we have our eyes to see, ears to hear. Hallelujah, because you didn't have to do it, Lord Jesus. And we just say, we just thanking you today. We can't thank you enough for all you have done. You have made this earth and all that's in it. It took you 6 days to make everything, and the 7 day you rest. You made man out of the dirt. You made him whole, complete. No mother, no father. Hallelujah. Look at God. What a mighty God we serve. And you're the same God yesterday as you are today. You're the same God yesterday as you are today. And we thank you. We can't thank you enough. Hallelujah for how you have kept our families, how you have kept our loved ones, how you have kept the roof over our head, how you have kept on our table, how you have kept paying our bills, Lord Jesus, when we say, Lord, we ain't able to do such and such. Just immediately you come forth and all we want to do is thank you. There's so many things that we can thank you for, Lord Jesus, but it's the time just keep thanking you until we leave this earth, Lord, because you're so awesome.
Glory.
Love us and you magnify us. And I thank you and I praise you. I thank you and I praise you that I know you, that you sent for me in sin and shame and saved me and brought me into your royal family of baptized believers. And I thank you. I thank you for meeting Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah. We had no idea we was going to meet. Hallelujah. I had no idea to know of her. And we living in the same city of Stockton. Hallelujah. Electricity. Same city of Stockton. Didn't know. But you know everything. And you do the connection to your people. Hallelujah. Now for that, I just give you the glory and give you the praise. I can't thank you enough. I just feel like thanking you. Hallelujah. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our loved ones. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for our mothers, our fathers, our husbands, and the wives, Lord Jesus, the pastors, the bishops. Hallelujah. The ministers. Hallelujah. The deacons, the preachers. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. Evangelists, Lord, we just thank you, because you said in your words that you want them to teach us. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide and teach us, but you put them in in our path so that they can give us a word. And we know it comes from heaven above, because you need a man to move and do your word according to how we live, holy, righteous, looking and searching for you, and by faith. Hallelujah. We thank you and we love you, and we just give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. I can't say enough. I thank you today. Hallelujah. Have your way this afternoon on this broadcast as you bring the word, the holy word that come down with rhema. The word for the saints today on this broadcast. It's a word for the listeners. It's a word for all over this world. It just don't stop in the United States. Jesus, you're so awesome that you send it all over the world, and it lands where it should land and raise us up, and we praise you, and we give you the glory, and we give you all the praise. We love you, and we praise you, and if I said or done anything, I repent, because we won't want nothing to hinder your anointing word that's coming down from heaven for your precious royal family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless
hallelujah.
You. God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, we take so many things for granted. Thank you for that opening prayer. God is a wonder. He's a wonder in our soul. God is a wonder in our soul today. I'm going to try to minister to you all as effectively as I can today. You know, I was talking to Prophet Davis on yesterday and did not have anything for this week to really expound upon. And so I said, man of God, is there a word that God is speaking to you that you feel he wants to say to his people? And he texted me back. Matter of fact, no, he didn't text me. He called me. He texted me, then he called me. And I missed the call, and I got it back. And he said, yes, there is a word. And he said, is there anything too hard for God? That was yesterday. After coming back from church and, you know, fellowshipping with a few people, he said, is there anything too hard for God, Sister Ruby? And last week, Sister Ruby, as I was over to her home, she began to tell me she was reading the Bible, and she was reading about Abraham and Sarah. And she began to talk about a set time. Ah, glory to God. And when the prophet spoke that yesterday, I said, there it is. There it is. See, we have all the answers, people of God. None of us have all the answers. Even Jesus, he didn't have all the answers. If he had all the answers, he wouldn't have said, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? When the hour had come, Jesus asked God, why had he forsaken him? So, anytime you ask a question, there always should be an answer. You may not have the answer, but somebody has the answer. And every question that we have, I believe from Genesis to Revelation, there is an answer. So the question, our destiny focus for this week, and maybe Sister Ruby can elaborate a little bit today if she feel up to it, but we're just going to speak what the Lord has given us today. And as the man of God gave us this today, is anything, and I didn't have time to go back through all topics, but I don't believe we had this particular focus. Is there anything too hard for God? And as I began to reflect upon that, I'm so happy for this segment called A Time of Reflection. This is a time for us to reflect upon God's word. This is a time for us to reflect upon his goodness. This is a time for us to reflect upon his commandments. Oh, I bless the Lord today, God. I give you glory and I give you honor. Lord God, I'm asking you to use this vessel. Lord, let the words that you give me today be spoken to this audience on today. Some may be listening live. Some may be tuning in a little bit later. Some may be calling in a little bit later. But Lord God, I'm asking you to anoint this word on today. Lord, anoint it where it'll be able to encourage, where it'll be able to inspire, where it'll be able to empower, where it'll be able to uplift somebody's spirit today. And that question that they may be asking today, as we're going to ask on this week, is there anything too hard for God? Please excuse the background noises. I'm parked. Hallelujah. And I wasn't able to get to my designated place. But nevertheless, I'm going to speak with God. Is speaking to us in this hour. Is there anything too hard for God? Now, before I can go to Abraham today, before I can go to the story of Abraham and Sarah in Genesis, I'd like to invite your attention for a small space of time. Because before I can get to that, the Lord said, there is a question that I'm asking. Is there anything too hard for God? But in our minds, we can't even conceive but one incident. We can't even conceptualize but one incident that we know in our minds. How did this happen? How did this happen? And we're talking about today the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're asking a question today. Is there anything too hard for God? Well, let's go back into history. Let's go back into the beginning of this thing when God prophesied to the prophet and told him what was to be. When he told him how our Lord and Savior was going to be coming into this world. Ah, this is a greater story than Sarah having a baby at 90 years old. This is a greater story because it's the only story recorded in the Bible that God allowed a virgin to conceive. Ah, Jesus, we're asking, is there anything too hard for the Lord today? Sister T, this is the only known story that we have documented to prove that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Sister Ruby, was born of a virgin. Let's go, and I can't give you all the scriptures and all the history and all the places and the location. I'm not Dr. Winston Singleton. I'm only Sister Adrian Bernard, Evangelist Bernard, whatever you all want to call me. I'm just a sister, and I don't have that kind of wisdom. I haven't studied abroad. But all I can give you is what the Holy Ghost is going to give to us on today through this vessel that he's going to use, and that is through me. Ah, God, I bless you. I thank you today for counting me worthy. I thank you for entrusting me with your word today, God. Now speak like nobody can speak, but you, Holy Ghost, take over. Hallelujah. Speak through your servant on today. First of all, I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 7, and we're going to document a little of Jesus' birth and how the angel spoke and told Mary, a little virgin girl, that she was going to conceive. Hallelujah. But let's turn to Isaiah, because he first, see, God documents and God speaks through his servants. That's how use today to bring a word to you all today, where you will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 13. And Sister Ruby, if you will, would you mind reading a little bit for me today?
Oh, of course not. Isaiah chapter 13, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 13. And I'm in the King James Version. Okay, I'm in the King James Version. And he said,
Amen.
Hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Okay, stop right there, Sister Ruby, for a minute. So you see, this has already been prophesied to Isaiah through God that a virgin shall conceive and she's going to bear a son. And God has already told the prophet Isaiah what his name shall be called. He said she's going to bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Now, turn, Sister Ruby, to Matthew. We're just going to document. We're asking a question today. Is there anything too hard for God? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1. Chapter 1. And we want to, let's start. Ah, God. Let's start because we're going to read a little bit today. We got to read a little bit because we're asking, is there anything too hard for God? See, this is something that a man could not do. This is something that humans could not do. Nobody, no woman on this earth can conceive a child without there first being a relationship between the female and the male. The only birth that we can see that has been recorded in heaven is the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus. It was the only recorded story where a virgin conceived and bore a child. So we're going to read, let's read verses, Matthew chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 18, and Sister Ruby, would you read now to verse 25?
Yes. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. I'm still in the King James Version.
Okay, now, she's going to be reading in the King James Version throughout today's message. Amen?
Amen. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was expound to Joseph before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall... For he shall save his people from their sins. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Then okay, stop right there for a moment. Now, you see the scripture that I read to you in Isaiah 7:13, that was in the Old Testament. Now, the Lord is still speaking now in the New Testament. He prophesied it in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, prophecy was fulfilled. See, every scripture is going to be fulfilled. Every prophecy that God has prophesied through his prophets, through his servants, they shall be fulfilled. It will be manifested because anything God speaks, he will perform it. Listen, verse 23 says, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means being interpreted as God with us. Now, let's show you the difference. In Isaiah, the name Emmanuel was spelled with the I. Now, in the New Testament is spelled with the E, but the meaning is the same. God with us. Go ahead and read those last two verses, Sister Ruby.
Oh, okay. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Hallelujah! This virgin brought forth a son, her firstborn son, was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Joseph was a just man. He was an honorable man. He didn't understand how this young, beautiful, virgin girl, a Jew, a Hebrew, a Israelite, how this young girl that he was espoused to, which means he was engaged to her. And then all of a sudden, she became pregnant. You know, that is not normal in today's society. This only happened in the year of our Lord and Savior. This only happened because God had already preordained it. It was preordained. When God created Adam and Eve, he already knew that he was going to designate, he was going to create a plan because he knew Adam and Eve would fail him. Therefore, he had to come up with another designated plan. People of God, those are listeners that's listening, God knew the end at the very beginning. From the beginning, God already knows our future. He knows our destiny. He knows everything we're going to partake of. It's nothing hidden from God. And therefore, it is nothing hidden from him. Your wishes, your desires, your thoughts, your game plans, your career, your success, your finances, your children. God knows everything there is to know about them. But look at this man. I'm trying to paint a portrait here today. Christ our Savior, of God Almighty, we're letting you know today that there's nothing too hard for God. If he can take a virgin and impregnate her with a holy thing, that holy thing that he impregnated her with was his son. Oh, my God, my God. anything too hard for him. If he can take a virgin, oh God, this is a hard message to me. Just so have the mind of God. But I say, holy Mother, you are a leader. You are a designer. You are the truth. And you're going to speak with the say the Lord today. Yeah, before I could get to Abraham, I had to get to Jesus. Before Abraham was Jesus Christ, Christ was already with God. He said, me and my Father are one. Before the worlds were even formed, before he took man out of the dust of the earth, Christ, the anointed one. See, Christ means the anointed one. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Christ. Christ, the anointed one, was, that's a message for another day. The anointed one, he was already with God in the beginning. But when that holy thing was birthed, when that holy thing was born, God said, I want my son named to be Jesus. He said, I want him to be named Emmanuel, God with us. What you mean? God is a spirit. And him that worship God, those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. No man has seen God at any time. But he sent his son, Jesus, in the likeness of sinful flesh, in his image. So Jesus is the total representation of our God. No man has seen God at any time. Oh, Jesus, when Moses went on the mountain, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said, take off your shoes for you're standing on holy ground. And all he could see was God's hind part. And we don't even know what that looked like. No man has seen God at any time. That's why he created a plan. That we were able to have a mediator. Jesus is our advocator. Jesus is our mediator. He takes our problems. He takes our worries. He takes our situations. He takes our health issues. He takes our problems with our children. He takes the things that we're going through in our job with our supervisors. He takes our finances. He takes all of it before the Lord. And he brings them before God. And him and God, they counsel with one another. And they make the decision over our lives, not us. We're talking about a God. Is there anything too hard for God? Joseph was a man of honor. He was a man of dignity. He was a man of respect. He did not put Mary away. Read the scriptures and stuff to yourself. He did not, but he said while he thought on these things. Of course he had to think about it. It's normal for him to think about it. Because he was a man in a human body with all these fleshly thoughts, with all these fleshly concerns. Yes, we think like men. Yes, we think like women. The Bible said that while he thought on those things, behold, an angel appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Jehovah, thou son of David, come on now. I couldn't get to Abraham today. I had to get to Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you today. He said, now, son of David, fear not. Don't be afraid to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. I'm asking you all today, is there anything too hard for you're ministering to me today, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is ministering to me as he's ministering to you. And verse 21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Can't nobody save you but Jesus. Can't nobody save you, Sister T, but God. Hallelujah. He said, he that come unto me, I will never really turn him away. Come unto me with a humble heart. We had last week our subject was grace for the humble. Do you know Joseph had to be a humble man, Sister Rhoda? He had to be a humble man to listen to what the Holy Ghost was speaking to him. Because he couldn't understand why this beautiful young girl that I am engaged to, and now she's pregnant. Everybody know I'm about to marry her. And I'm going to be made a laughing stock. People are going to ridicule me and publicly, hallelujah, talk about my beautiful fiance that I have not yet married, and if she's pregnant with somebody else's child. The devil is a lie. But the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, impregnated Mary. We're talking about today, this week, is anything too hard for God? If you can just conceive in your mind, if you can just get a portrait in your mind, how in the world can a virgin have a child? How can a virgin have a child? Well, we're going to let you know today. Hallelujah. Now, sir, Sister Ruby, oh, God, help me today. Lord, this is not me. Yeah, because I was going to Genesis. But the Lord said, oh, no, I got a greater story than Abraham and Sarah. I got a story about my son, Jesus. I overshadowed and impregnated a virgin. I did this thing. See, when God do a thing, hallelujah, he won't be left without a witness, Sister Ruby. He said, out of the mouth of two or three, every word is going to be confirmed. Every word is going to be established. God always had him a witness. He had him a witness. Isaiah was the witness. I now have in the New Testament, Matthew, Luke, and John. They were Matthew, Luke, Mark, and John. They were all witnesses to this virgin birth. Let's go to Luke now. We got to read a little bit because we have to understand what God is trying to say to us. Luke chapter 1. Let's start at 26 again. This is prophecy. This is prophecy being fulfilled. Prophecy was stated in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, it is fulfilled. Sister Terry, has nothing too hard for God. Amen. Is there anything too hard for him? Come on, Sister Ruby.
What verse is that?
Luke, the first chapter, we're going to start at verse 26.
Oh, you're going to 26. Okay. Okay. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel, you want me to continue?
Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me, verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold.
Hey.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to stop in favor.
No. Well, go ahead. You can stop for a minute and let's just expound on that. And the angel said unto Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. That was one of our subjects also. Favor with God is better. Oh, people of God, God has given us some awesome subjects. He's given us some awesome topics to discuss. He's given us some awesome topics to pound on. He's given us some awesome topics to examine ourselves by. And the angel said unto us, fear not, Mary, thou hast found favor with God. Now, of all the women, all of the Jewish women that was there in Jerusalem, God just decided to choose this little beautiful virgin girl. But no name. Nobody knew her. She wasn't important. She didn't hold no high office. Her family wasn't no family of royalty. But God looked on her and said, you are favored, Mary. I have chosen you. I have caused you to be worthy. Ah, Jesus, go ahead, Sister Ruby. This is too heavy today.
Verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto
Jesus. That's it. Oh, no, let's go a little bit further. We got to go a little bit further because we want you to really get what God is telling us today. He said, is that bad? If I was able to scream that today, is there anything that you got in your little mind, anything that you think that's impossible, anything that you thinking is difficult, anything, any mountain that you think you're not able to climb, oh, God is saying today, there's nothing too hard for me. Go ahead, Sister Ruby, we got to finish this. Read it all now into 38.
Okay, I'm going to go back to 33 just a minute. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. 34.
Ah.
Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she have also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
Say that again, Sister Ruby.
Verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And 38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Nothing. God used this angel Gabriel to announce Christ's birth. And he told him that this is going to be done in the sixth month in the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. Listen, people, Jesus came out of the lineage of David. Remember Jesus, remember the Lord God told David there would always be a seed sitting on the throne. There will always be somebody that's going to reverence David, because he said David was a man after mine own heart. But look how God David and loved David so. He loved him so that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came out the lineage of David. Is it anything too hard for God? Is it anything difficult? What you mean about hard? When we look at that word hard, it says difficult. It says impossible. Something that you think that you can't accomplish. Something that you think you can't do. Well, people of God, my Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So if I take that scripture and I quote it, then guess what? I need to quote the one in Genesis where the Lord said, ask the question, is there anything too hard for God? Today, I had to focus all my attention because I wanted to go to Genesis. But the Holy Ghost said, no, not yet. Not yet. You can't go to Genesis and acknowledge a man before you acknowledge my son. God said, I have given Jesus, a name, my son, a name which is above every name. Now, we can document the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through the Virgin Mary, from Matthew and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In that order. We can also validate it in Isaiah. We can also validate it from Genesis to Revelation. People of God. And Sister Ruby, it was so strange. Because as I began studying, I was studying a little bit about Abraham. And we all know the story. We all know that Sarah had a baby. She had a son. At 90 years old, she conceived. But she conceived through natural birth. She went through the natural process. But our Lord and Savior was born. There was a spiritual process that took place, because that was a holy thing in Mary's womb. Oh God, that was a holy thing in Mary's womb. It wasn't natural. She conceived. She went through the process. The baby came through the birth canal naturally. So that process was naturally. But the process of the conception, the process of the seed, all of that was done spiritually. Because guess what? She was impregnated with our Lord and Savior. She was impregnated with a holy thing. And that holy thing, God said, he's going to be called the Son of God. He's going to be called Jesus Christ. He is going to be the Savior. Verse 33 says, 31 through 33 says, and behold, I shall conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, the Son of whom? The Son of God. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So were you right there? You're saying, what are you talking about, Sister Agent? What are you talking about? This verse says, hallelujah, he's going to be given the throne of his father David. So you say, well, how is Jesus, how is David the father of Jesus? Because he came down through 33 generations. He came through the lineage of David. So therefore Jesus had a father in heaven, and he had a father here on earth. Joseph was his father on earth, and also David was his father, because he came through the Lord. Hallelujah. And then now you can understand it today. And the only way you can understand this, you have to have the Holy Ghost. You have to have the revelation. God has to illuminate you with his spirit. And I never saw it like that today. I never saw it like that until today. Let me retract that. Until today, Jesus had two earthly fathers. Oh, God, I bless you today. Joseph, who was married to his mother Mary in the natural realm. And he came through the lineage of King David. So David, the Bible said, here. Am I reading the right thing, Sister Wendy?
You reading the right thing?
He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So Jesus said, David was Jesus' father. How can that be? How can that be? Because God told David he was going to always have a king sitting on the throne. He was going to remember him. He was going to give him favor. His seed going to be blessed. Abraham wasn't the only one that God said he was going to bless his seed. He told David, I'm going to bless your seed and show you how much I love you, David. I'm going to let my son be born out of your veins, out of your loins. The Savior is going to come. And verse 33 saying, he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. My God. Verse 37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. God keeps his promises, people of God. God is a God that won't remain on his promises. God is not a God that will tell a lie. God is not a God that will forget his promises. God is a God that if he speaks it, it will happen. Who can match the awesomeness, the power, the dunamis power of our God? Who can sit on the throne? Who can counsel with our Lord? Who can beg his pardon? Who can stop him from blessing or cursing? Blessing and cursing is in God's hand. Do you want to be blessed today? Hallelujah. Do you want everything that God promised you to be fulfilled in your life? Well, if you do, then guess what? You need to learn what the answer is to the question for this week. Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too difficult? Is there anything impossible? That scripture 37 says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. We send that omnipotent Father. We send our omniscient. I'm not present, God. Nothing is impossible to Him. But we have to have faith. Joseph exercised faith when the angel appeared to him and told him, Joseph, don't fear. She is exposed to you. We know that's your fiance. And we know you haven't touched her. We know you have not got her in her body. But we want you to know that angel spoke to Joseph and said, fear not, Joseph. Hallelujah. He said, Mary is highly favored, and the Lord is with her, and she is going to be blessed among women. That's why they call her the Virgin Mary. Some people worship the Virgin Mary. Some people in legend call them to worship Mary. Well, I can't worship Mary because Mary is not my Lord. Mary is not my Savior. God took a vessel, a virgin girl, and used her to bring forth this anointed Christ, this anointed Savior, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He came with Mary and had her to birth his that holy thing that was there. Birth, look at that. How in the world did Mary carry in her womb our Lord and Savior? Because Jesus had all power. Even while he was in Mary's womb, he had power. Ah, I don't know. He must have was a good baby in a womb. Hallelujah. Because all that power, just imagine having a son that anointed, that powerful, dwelling on the inside of you. Ah, God. Well, that's what we have. Because we have that demon's power. The Holy Ghost's power. He said, after you have labored, after you have carried and waited, I'm going to send you back something. What I'm going to send you, I'm going to send you back a comforter. And what is that comforter? The Holy Ghost. And what is it going to do? It's going to lead and guide us into all truth. And all truth. Now, let's turn quickly, because I'm running out of time. But the Lord told me to do this today. Hallelujah. You all know I tried to run, and we got some speakers, some heavy speakers coming on this week. Hallelujah. But the Lord said, Adrian, daughter, you can't go to Genesis. You can't talk about Abraham because before Abraham was, Christ was. Hallelujah. Before he was, my son was with me in the beginning. Y'all won't believe that. Y'all won't believe that today. Y'all do not believe that today. I was going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was going to, oh God, I bless you today, Jesus.
Philippians chapter what?
chapter 2, verse 5 through 11.
Okay, yes, I do have. Excuse me. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Excuse me. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. Whose being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. 7. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
Listen, and being, people. Go ahead. Finish.
Oh. Okay. Verse 8. And being formed in fashion as a man. Pardon me?
And being found.
Found. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth,
mm-hmm.
and that every tongue and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we already documenting that Jesus was already, Christ was already with God in the beginning. In the beginning. And if we turn to Genesis, we see that also, that in the beginning, the anointed Christ was already with God in the beginning. And that's why I guess the man didn't want me to acknowledge Abraham. But to acknowledge him. You know how sometimes we want to acknowledge other folks. We acknowledge people. We acknowledge our children. We acknowledge our leaders. We acknowledge our supervisors. We acknowledge those that bless us. But we never acknowledge our Lord and Savior. We never acknowledge God. We won't give kudos to everybody, but what about God? That's why we have so much difficulties, because we're looking to be validated by man. Hallelujah. Joseph was not interested in being validated by a man. Joseph sought the Lord. He did not understand why his fiance was pregnant, and he knew he hadn't touched her. He was a holy man. He was a righteous man. So he sought God for the answers. And the Lord allowed the angel to comfort Joseph and to counsel with Joseph. We won't wait on God. That's why things are hard. Because we won't wait on God. We want to make the way. We want our name in lights. We want all the credit for what God is deserving of. We don't deserve God credit. He said, all have sinned. We were sinners, born into sin. We wonder how little precious innocent baby just come into the world. How are they sinners? They're born into sin because of the first man, Adam. We were born into sin. Hallelujah. Born into sin. The first man, Adam, brought this upon us. So, people of God, if you get nothing else out of this message today, then I don't have time to go to Sarah and Abraham. But we all know the story. Read that for your own edification. Genesis chapter 18. Read that. And you'll see how that the Lord hallelujah, asked, a question was asked, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Well, why did they ask this question? Why did they ask this question? Again, we know Sarah. The Bible says Sarah was 90 years old and Abraham was 100. And they questioned, how could this be? How could this be that you're going to impregnate Sarah? I'm going to, not God. The Holy Ghost didn't overshadow, as I said earlier. The Holy Ghost didn't overshadow Sarah. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, the Virgin Mary. Sarah was no virgin. We know she wasn't no virgin at 90 years old. Come on. But the Lord anointed her womb and had her to conceive and bear a son. And his name was called Isaac. Yes. But let's show you how we doubt God. Let's show you, for instance, what did Sarah do to doubt God? What she did, she sent her handmaiden in. And after the Lord told her that she was going to have a son, she did not believe God. She thought that was a hard thing. At 90 years old, Lord, I'm in the world, I'm going to have a child. At 90 years old. But the angel appeared to him and told him that there would be a set time, Sister Ruby. God has a set time. And that's our subtopic for today. A set time. It was a set time for Mary, the birth Jesus. It was a set time for the angel to tell Isaiah that a child was going to be born of a virgin. And his name was going to be called Jesus. It was a set time. But Sarah tried to make it happen. And that's what we do every day. We try to make things happen that God ain't ordained, that God ain't in. Now, come on now. Let's get real here. Let's get real. Yes, we have five senses. And we don't need God to come down and show himself. But we need to have a relationship with him. We need to, when we pray, we need to stay and wait for an answer. Don't be so quick after you prayed that, oh, I prayed, God heard my prayer. Well, he may have heard your prayer, but he didn't answer it right then. You got to wait on an answer. Wait, I say, hallelujah, there. 430, but I say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk. Nothing. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for God? Sarah implemented her own plan and sent her handmaiden in to be to sleep with her husband. So guess what? God wasn't working on miracles like that. The only miracle that he worked was through the Virgin Mary. That's the only recorded story we have where a virgin gave birth to a holy thing. Oh, God, this was a lesson. Lord Jesus, I wasn't even prepared for this myself today. I wasn't prepared. And the Holy Ghost is speaking. Not society, you got to discern when God is speaking and when flesh is speaking. My flesh ain't speaking today because I don't have nothing to gain by speaking with the Holy Ghost. Say, I have a reward in heaven because I'm being obedient to the Spirit of God. And that's what the Spirit of God told me today. You can't talk about Abraham until you tell him about my son, Jesus. Ah, is there anything too hard for the Lord? when they question you that. I said, oh, Moshiach, when they question you that. In verse 8, chapter Genesis 18, chapter 13, is it anything after Sarah laughed and she doubted God? Then the question was asked, is anything too hard for the Lord? The angel said, at the appointed time, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. At 90 years old, I'm 59 years old. Oh, God, I know God ain't going to impregnate me.
But fail because he's God all by himself.
Be encouraged today, people. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too difficult for us. There's nothing impossible to him. That believe. He said, if you have faith as a grain of the mustard seed, oh, I'm riding the day because I knew when God spoke to me, God had to manifest this thing today. Hallelujah. Now, this was nothing spiritual that God did, but he did do something spiritual because guess what? He elevated my faith to another level. When he told me I'm going to get this call, and I couldn't see nothing, didn't have nothing. When a letter that he spoke in my spirit, he said, God gave you a call. Hallelujah. And I've said this on this broadcast since April. This took place in April. This is July now. I've been riding since April 21st. April 21st, April, May, June, 2 months gone. This should be the third month on the 21st. I'll never forget it. On the 19th, I'll never forget that day. Because that's the day I was riding in my niece's car. And the Spirit spoke to me. The gasket had blown on the car. And the Spirit spoke, I know the Lord spoke to me, and he said, go get you a car. Go out there to the automobile. He told me where to go. Yes, he did. The Spirit told, the Holy Ghost told me where to go. And after things looked a little bleak, after riding 2 weeks, I thought things, I said, Lord, you know why it looked bleak? Because I tried to take matters into my own hands. Like Sarah, I started trying to make it happen. And God didn't tell me to make it happen. God told me to go get it. And everything else. Hallelujah. I didn't know it did. But I know now everything else, he lined it up. Line up on line. And precept on precept. Yes, he did. Oh, I got to give him glory for that. Because guess what? I know there's nothing too hard for God. And if he don't ever do nothing else for me, he did that. And when he spoke that thing, when I removed myself away from him, God let everything unfold. Hallelujah. And I am a witness. Hallelujah. Y'all some witnesses, because I've told y'all a story. And right on this slide, y'all ain't hear all the details, but you heard the story how God overtook. God didn't overtake. Let me rephrase that. He didn't overtake me. God had already had this thing set up. It was set up that when he spoke April 19th to me, he wanted to show me that he was with me. He wanted to show me that it was nothing too hard for him. I rest my case today. I'm resting my case today. I'm resting this case today, Lord, because I have spoken what you have given me to speak. Lord, you know I didn't have a little time to study. And I didn't know which way you wanted to go with this message today. But Lord, I pray somebody will be encouraged today. I pray somebody will be strengthened today. I pray somebody's faith will be elevated to a new level. I pray that somebody won't be afraid to step out on your promises. I pray that somebody will exercise their faith. I pray that somebody will encourage someone else and let them know it's nothing too hard for you, God. Hallelujah. I might be out there today. Oh, but tomorrow you can give me a message. Tomorrow you can give me a message when a mortgage paid. You can put me in a house paid for, God. You can furnish every room. Hallelujah. You can give me a church building. And you can bring in souls, God. Souls that's going to love you. Souls that's going to be willing to labor in your vineyard. Souls that won't be souls, hallelujah, that do not be one nigh making a sacrifice. Souls that tell somebody that Jesus saves to the utmost. Oh, yes, he's still filling people with the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, he's still baptizing people in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, he's still got folks that's living right. Oh, yes, it's nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah, he can take it from a smoker to a non-smoker. He can take it from a prostitute to a non-prostitute. He can take it from a drug addict to a non-drug addict. He can set you free on today. Because there's nothing too hard for him. Oh, God, and I need you today, Jesus. Continue to touch Pastor Hamilton, strengthen him wherever he's at. Bless his Marie family, Lord God. Let him know that is nothing too hard for you. Oh, bless every listener today, God. Those that may be going through financial difficulties. Those that may be going through some mind battles. Those that are going through some problems in their family, sibling rivalries. Oh, God, those that have some confusion chaos going on with their leaders. Those that are sitting in church buildings, Lord God, where no power is being demonstrated. Where no Holy Ghost is being activated. Oh, God, where nobody's being baptized in your name. Oh, God, those that are sitting in dead buildings. Those that are going to psychics. Those that's going to witches and warlords. We come against those spirits today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and today we give you Jesus. Today we give you a Lord and Savior that's able to heal, that's able to deliver, that's able to set free. We come against cancer. We come against diabetes. We come against liver failure. We come against drug addicts. We come against all these addicts. Hallelujah. Whatever addiction you may have today, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of murder. We come against the spirit of lies. We come against the spirit of deception. We come against the spirit of lack today. We come against the spirit of poverty today. We curse it from its roots. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're asking you to give us trees that's going to bear fruit. Trees that's going to bear fruit. Fruit of righteousness. Fruit of love. Fruit of joy. Fruit of peace. Full of gentleness, full of kindness, full of patience, Lord God. Long suffering, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak to our audience today, God. We encourage them. Hallelujah. They let them know there's nothing too hard for God. Is there anything too hard for him? Oh, no, God. There's nothing impossible for those that believe. Lord God, we thank you today. Thank you for Sister Ruby hosting, co-hosting with us today in the switchboard. And those that may have come on the line today. And even though thou speak because that's going to come on later in the week, God. We're asking you to anoint them. Give them a word to speak to your people. To let them know that there's nothing too hard for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, God, we bless you today. Hallelujah. Break every chain today, God. Break every chain, God. We come against the doubters. Hallelujah. We come not come against those that they have no trust in you. Hallelujah. Oh, disbelief is sin. We come against unbelievers. Unbelievers today, God. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And we're going to stand on your word today, God. We're going to trust in you, Lord God. And we're going to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. For there is nothing too hard for you today, God. We're walking in our faith. We're walking in our deliverance. We're walking in our strength. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Ruby. Oh, no, who's on the line, but I'm going to get it back into the hands of Sister Ruby. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We give you glory today, God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to 818-8850. Caller.
Thank you, Jesus.
818-8850.
Yeah, glory to Jesus.
Okay.
Out of Los Angeles somewhere or so. Maybe they don't want to say anything. God bless them.
Okay. God bless you. Sister T?
God bless. I thank the woman of God for bringing that message on today. That really encouraged me. I really needed some encouragement today. I thank God for all that he's doing right now.
Yes.
He's blessing me. He's been blessing me abundantly. You know, he's bringing kids back to me and having me spend time with them, and he's just been restoring so many things. So I know where God brought me from, and I know there's nothing too hard for him, because I know I'm not even in the same place that I was last year, because I know there's nothing too hard for God. And I thank God for this broadcast, because sometimes I'm not able to make it to my church home, but I know I can come on here and get a word straight to God. I thank you, Mother Ruby, for being such a beautiful host, and I thank you for being such to me. You my godmother, and I love you with all my heart. I pray, just pray my strength in the Lord, and I just be the daughter that he called me to be. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Sister T. God is going to continue to bless you. You know, you can't, Sister Ruby and Sister T, you can't listen. See, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And every time you hear God's word, Sister T, Sister Ruby, every listener on the line, and they're going to go back later, every time you hear God's word, it strengthens you. It increases. It elevates your faith. It takes it to another height. Because faith comes by hearing. You can continue to hear the word of God and you don't have no faith to believe and take him at his word. God's word is faith. And faith is God's word. So take it as face value. Know that God can do anything. He can take you from the pit to the palace. Didn't he do it to Joseph? In 2 years, Joseph was in prison for 2 years, the Bible says. And he took him from the prison to being governor over all the land of Egypt, where he was able to preserve a remnant. And guess what that remnant was? They saved his father and all of his bloodline. Because the famine was in the line, in the land. And when God exalted Joseph, his father and all of his bloodline would die. Because famine was in the land. And they weren't Egyptians. They were Hebrews. They were Israelites. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. Let me see if I had their line open. I'm going to go back, and then I'm going to continue on with the other ones on the line. 818-850.
If they don't answer, just keep moving, Sister Ruby.
No, I was making sure that I had the speaker open. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're going to Sister Donna Shaw. Praise the Lord. It's open. I think that's Donna, 203-1124.
What is it?
203-1124.
Hello.
Praise the Lord
to you. Thank God for listening on today, and I know that there's nothing too hard for God. Thank God for grace and mercy, and thank God for the woman of God that allowed this line to be open in this radio or broadcast, because we need more and more of God's word each and every day. So may God bless y'all. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy, because the best is yet to come.
Is this Elder Brown?
Yes, it is.
God bless you. This Elders and prophetess from last week from WDJZ Radio, and Bridgeport, Connecticut. God bless you, woman of God.
And God bless you too, my lady.
We're still marinating with that message, grace for the humble, from last week, I tell you. And God came right back. Is it anything too hard for the Lord? I tell you, we thank God for you, woman of God. We bless you. If you have any time, let us know. You have an open invitation on this podcast.
All right. Well, any Thursdays or Fridays is available for me, any Thursdays.
All right. Well, God bless you. We'll call you.
Okay. Grace and peace unto you.
Amen. Amen. Thank
grace
you,
and peace unto everyone.
Oh, praise the Lord.
God bless.
Okay, I had that wrong. We're going to Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord.
Evangelist
Bernard, how are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I feel like the Virgin Mary today. Blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
Amen. How are you, Sister Ruby? God bless you.
Sister Albertine, it's a blessing.
That message was, as usual, powerful. It was right on time because I've been praying about some things, and God has been dealing with me on faith and just really trusting him and really getting to know who he is in my life and the things that he's doing for me. So that message, I needed to hear that. It was right on time. It was really powerful today. I'm going to go back to the archives and listen to it again. But it was really powerful, and it's just because God has been showing me a lot in vision and in dream, and he's been dealing with me a lot with faith. So knowing who God is, who do we say God is, It's really powerful, and that was a great message. I really needed to hear that today. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Holy Ghost, because I didn't have no idea where God was going with this today, I tell you. Bless you, Sister Albertine. Love you.
Love you. Okay, Sister Dawn.
God bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Sister Dawn. Okay, we can't get it. Sister Dawn. Okay. Okay, we're gonna go right back again to the last number I tried to get. 818-8850. Hello?
Amen, amen. Somebody's line is open with a lot of noise, Sister Ruby.
I don't know who. Wait, let me see. I'm going to take them out. Okay. They're going now again. Okay. Hello, Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, Evangelist Bernard. Yeah, that's sort of your lines moving. The noise.
Okay.
But everybody came on that Don didn't, and the other number, 818-8850, and I opened the line, so the board was open. I've done it two or three times, so we have the number. And we thank everybody for being on the line. Evangelist Bernard has truly brought the word. All I can say is amen, and I receive every part of it. I can't say nothing, add to it, but she, the Lord, the Holy Ghost, have really used it. So it's a blessing, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Evangelist Bernard. Pray this.
Okay, God bless you all. We thank God for you all tuning in today. It's certainly been a blessing. Again, you know, I ask the Lord to just have his way today, and this message really ministered to my spirit also because, you know, you go through, as we go through life, you know, every day, create a different challenge. There's no 2 days alike. And see, God knows what every day is going to beyond we know what's in our day. We don't know. We make plans. But God knows everything from the moment we wake up. And today I say, Lord, order my steps. And as I begin to look at this message and this topic, and Prophet, I want you to know Prophet Davis gave us the subject for this week. Is there anything too hard for God? So we have to see what day he's going to be on, but he will be ministering this week. And as I begin to look at that, I said, the Lord, I begin to say, Lord, now where do you say? He said, well, you can't acknowledge Abraham. It's not about Abraham and Sarah. It's about my son. That's the greatest story of hardship and of something that's been difficult and of something that may indeed impossible. See, what may indeed impossible, God said all things are possible to him that believes. How is that faith on today? Don't let around mess and murmur and complain. Grab a hold to your faith and say, God, if you need this, you're going to take me through this. Any challenge that God puts before us, some things God doesn't challenge us on. Some things we challenge ourselves on. And some things the enemy challenges on. Any challenge that God put before us, he is going to make a way for us to complete it. He's going to make a way for us to escape. He's going to make a way for us to get through it. Anything. He said, the scripture says, God tempted no man. There's no temptation that have taken man, such as is common to man, but we're led away because of our own lust, because of our own greed, because of the things that we want to do. Take your hands off your problems. He said in 1 Peter 5 last week, we said, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Oh, wow.
Whatever cares we have,
hold on, All right, God bless.
Whatever cares we have, give it to God today. Whatever we're going through, give it to God, for there's nothing too hard for it. You stop trying to fix it. You stop trying to work it out. Go in your secret closet and pray. And after you have prayed, then ask God for patience. Patience to wait. A situation was presented to me on this weekend. And I did not receive that. I said, Lord, it sounds good. It looks good. But I said, Lord, is it you? Are you in it? And I didn't receive an answer from God. So since I have not received an answer from God, then that is telling me to wait. To wait. He said, wait. Wait upon the Lord and be of good courage. Be of good cheer. Don't get discouraged, Sister T. Don't get discouraged, Sister Elder T. Don't get discouraged, Elder Brown. Don't get discouraged, Sister Dawn. Don't get discouraged, any of the other callers that's on the line, Sister Ruby. Wait, I can say up on the Lord. Wait on God. If it's something good that God is going to bless us with, don't you think it's worth waiting on him? Hallelujah. If we do it ourselves, and we go over here and get a hanky, and God got a brand new car waiting on us in 2 or 3 weeks, what are you going to do? Wait the 2 or 3 weeks out and go get the hanky. When you go get the hanky, you go and get the hanky because that's you doing it. But if you wait those 2 or 3 weeks,
home for you. God got somebody, somebody was just sharing with me a story, and I'm going to end on this note, that a lady went to the bank, and I don't know if they said $1 million or $1 billion was in her account. And the lady told the banker that was not her money. And she went back later on in that same week, and the banker told her, this money is in your account. And she told the banker again, that is not my money. That's not my money. So she went to the bank again the third time, and the banker said, this amount of money is in your account. It's in your account. It's yours. And the lady said, it is not mine. So, but at last time, the banker said, well, if it's not yours, then we're going to credit it into the account of the bank. Now, what happened with that story? She did not believe what the banker said. And that's us. We don't believe God's report, but we'll believe our friend's report. We'll believe our next door neighbor report. We'll believe our sister and our brother report. We'll believe our mother and our father report. Well, why can't we believe God's report? Whose report are you going to believe today? You can have much or you can have little. Why settle for little? When you put God in the equation, you can have much. Don't you want much with God instead of living with your friend? Why don't I go and believe my friend for the little they got when I can trust God for much? Oh, y'all better stop. I got to stop. The Holy Ghost is speaking now. Why believe your friend for little when you can believe God for much? Ah, is there anything to offer to God? I'm a close on that note, Sister River. I'm done. Anything going there, Father?
Evangelist Bernard, Sister Patrice, are you listening? Sister Patrice?
Amen,
I open
amen.
Line.
Hello?
Lord, amen, Sister Patrice. Go for it.
Praise the Lord. I was on and off. I wasn't really on today. I haven't been feeling well. You all pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Well, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, I hear your voice, and I don't like your voice. Lord, so right now, in the name of Jesus, I want everybody on this line to touch and agree with me right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I come against every whispering spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit that is whispering to Sister Patrice right now. In the name of Jesus, and I cast that whispering spirit back into the pit where it came from. Hallelujah, I cast it back into the pit from whence it came. And we're telling her today, God. We asking you to send it all right now. Whatever is ailing her in her body, in her physical body, Lord God, we asking you to touch her body right now. Touch her body and make her whole. But Lord God, we asking you to touch that spirit man. We asking you to allow God into the mouth of her bone. We asking you to strengthen her right now and come to her.
Yes,
God. Yes, God. Right now, I want you to raise your hand. I am in fire, and I want you to start saying, if you have anything to add for God,
Right now,
we have jurisdiction. We have power. We can't. nothing to ask for. It is on your life. What is better than God? You are the God. You're the one that give your favor with man. You're the one that open up doors that no man can close. You're the one that open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you won't let women up to receive.
Yes,
right now in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. Father God, praise you. Oh, God, praise you. Praise your name, Lord. Right now, God, have mercy. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, like never before. Oh, bless your name, Lord. To God be the glory. God is good and God is worthy. He shall be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Different speakers the rest of the week. I don't know
and what day and what order they'll be on. So just tell me, our focus this week is there anything too hard for God? Not for your sister, not for your mother, not for your brother, not for your supervisor. Is there anything too hard for God? We got to get our focus on the people and get our focus on God.
That's right.
So we can't look for people to validate us. We have to look at God. God is the one that's going to open up. I'm walking in authority this week. Everything that God has envisioned for me to do, I'm doing it this week. I'm going to trust God that he'll open some new doors this week. And the word of God prophesied that last week. In a week's time, some new doors was going to be open. Not for me, but for me to do God's work.
Amen.
And I'm going to let that devil and that seducer spirit whisper
Amen.
And tell me nothing otherwise. In Amen. Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Love you all.
If anybody has got anything to say, if not, we're going to put it in Sister Wendy's hands, and we love you.
Hello, Evangelist Smart. Hi, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, when you called me, I was talking to my client, ministering to her while she's listening to your show, and she's blown away about it. So I was trying to hurry up and get to the phone. I'm very sorry. I didn't catch it in time. But she's a beautiful young woman in Christ. I'm going to give her your number so she can come aboard. And she was listening to your show, and she was blown away as well. And then I was ministering to her about some things. So I'm sorry I missed it. I'm so sorry. I was trying to rush to the phone. So please forgive me.
That's okay. Tell your client, praise the Lord. We thank God for her. Turning in and listening and being encouraged and knowing that whatever she's going through, that God ain't far away. He's a very present help.
Yeah. I just wanted to say hello, Evangelist Winard. I've really enjoyed your show, and I look forward to hearing it in the future and calling in.
Amen. What's your name?
Frederica.
Frederica. Oh, well, we say God, you and thank God for you tuning in and listening. And again, you know, you can get the information from Sister Albertine. Amen. God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
All right.
Okay,
Sister
we're going to.
I love you, Evangelist Bernard. Thank you.
I love you, too.
God bless. We're going to Sister Dawn. Okay, she didn't hear, so. But back to you, Evangelist.
Okay, we're done, Sister Ruby. God bless you all. We appreciate you. Lord God, we're asking you to continue to bless us, keep us in your perfect will, in your divine will, God, and continue to increase our faith in you where we can trust you for any and everything, for we know you to be a provider, we know you to be a healer, we know you to be a mind regulator, we know you to be a God that always answers and a God that is attentive to our every prayer. We thank you for Sister Ruby. We appreciate her so very, very much. Thank God for Elder Brown being with us today, Elder Albertine, Sister Federica, Sister Patrice, Sister T, Sister Dawn, and even the other caller and those that are listening live on the internet. I encourage you to go back and listen to these messages, for there is nothing too hard for God. God bless you, Sister Ruby. You can take us on out.
I'm going to close out with Break Every Chain.
Break Every Chain. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you today.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Trust.
you, Lord. Trust
there
you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, God.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Oh,
to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is power. We know where it is to break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say it. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Beautiful day.
Okay, God bless. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 o'clock. We're closing out.
Amen.
And been an awesome broadcast today.
Thank you.